Hello?
Hey, Anthony, how are you doing, man?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you our call back.
All right.
Yes, sir, you think everything's ready to go?
I think so.
All right, let's try it out.
So this one would be under my name, Anthony Ramirez.
Okay, let me correct it then. One moment. And what's the billing address for this one?
It's the same, the 15701 Greenheart Drive, Chesterfield, Virginia 23832. I was thinking that you're saying that you don't would you would be able to do some setup starting this week?
Yeah, I mean, immediately on this call, I'm going to schedule your onboarding. That's going to be about a 45-minute call with them and our specialists. They're going to get all the information I don't get from you and set up whatever avenues of anything you might need to submit. And as soon as you get off that call with you, they're going to get straight to work.
Okay. And then, so in terms of them, how long does the setup take typically?
It's all dependent, like, of course, like how consistent you are with like those conversations afterwards, because they might need like one or two things from you thereafter. And as long as you have consistent communication with them, I mean, I see them set up things as quick as a week, if not even within a few days. They're pretty quick. They really try not to dilly dally and do everything as quick as possible and get everything programmed for you.
Okay, 'cause, and the reason I ask is because I don't want to start getting, calls if I'm not going to be available,
Yeah, more likely than not, like probably about this time next week is really when things are going to be all set up and really start rolling for you. Everything this week is really just going to get programming down, going to get the things, the ins and outs of our access together, is generally how long. But if you're not in a pressed time for us to get things up and rolling immediately, we're going to generally just take our time like we normally do, and it's going to just be this first week of set up. Like I said, about 100 man hours are put in just within the first week of just getting everything programmed together. So you don't have to worry about
Okay, and then visibility. Will I have visibility to see like what's happening, what like for the
Yeah. Yeah, so
analytics
we
and
give
things
you
like that?
Yeah, so we'll give you an app that you can download to your phone. Super easy to use. It's going to show you literally everything that has to do with this, from the jobs you're getting. It'll show you the calls, it'll show you the clicks you're getting, and it'll even show you like on the map where those clicks are coming from. So you'll have a full look at every single detail of this and know exactly what's going on at all times.
Okay, great. All right, so I'm ready.
All right, so I got those down. So we're using a different card. What kind of card is this?
Also, MasterCard.
All right, great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, it's 5443 4790 8192 9697.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
September 2030.
And the CV code as well, please.
733.
Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead and try that. Perfect. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you, Anthony, and welcome you on board. I really think we're going to have, we just established a long-lasting relationship, and it's just going to really help your business thrive. Now, there's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick. And as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
Oh, okay. Let me take a look at that. So I think I got a text. Is that you said I would get an email as well?
Right. So it'd be a text as well as an email. You can access it through either. It's going to say something along the lines of, click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay. So I don't see the email.
Here. Would you like me to just send it to make sure it gets sent to you text right now? I'll go ahead and just do that. And so we can just...
I think I received a text, but I would prefer to do it through email because it's a bigger screen.
Yeah, that's no problem. Let me send it via email. Should have sent via email, see if it landed now.
Yeah, I don't have it yet. What email are you sending it to?
I'm sending it to the aramirez@frameworkenterprises.com.
Yeah, I haven't received it.
Okay. Let me try sending it personally to you. One moment.
Okay.
All right, that just sent through to you. That email should be landing here just in a few moments. I'll also send over a secondary one. It's just going to be your login credentials as well, so you can have that just to make sure you have it. Actually, let me see something real quick.
I haven't received any of them yet. Nope. It's not in the junk either.
Okay. Okay, there it goes. I see the issue. It was still going off because, remember, we initially had, like, the wrong email I was trying to send to. For some reason, it didn't update in our system, so I just went ahead and resent it. You should start receiving them now.
Okay, let's see. Okay. Got one. And this is the credential.
And I'm just now sending those credentials over to you now.
Okay, that's the one I received, the credential.
Oh, whoops, I sent them twice. I'm sorry. Let me get that initial invoice over. One moment. Okay, the second initial invoice that I'm sending over is going to have the proper access to our terms and conditions. My apologies for that. There we go. And that just got sent over to you.
Okay. I got the, this one says, the initial invoice is the subject, but I see that it says welcome, it provides the username and password, and it says log into the account, but there's no attachment. Should there be an attachment?
Yeah, so it should have just sent over. Why did it keep on? I'm sorry. I don't know why.
Yeah, so I got that same email twice.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, let me fix this. All right. Let me fix that real quick. There it is. All right, there we go. Yeah, that's weird. They just did some type of system update. All right, so that the right one, I made sure of it this time, the right one sent through. My apologies. I don't know why it was sending the wrong one.
Okay, so I see the input. So it's prompting me to log in. Let me do that. So it brought me to an agreement page to agree to receive SMS.
Right, that's our terms and conditions. It should have you check like two or three boxes and then just type in your name and then you should be able to click submit.
Okay. Let me just go through this a moment.
Yeah, take your time, man.
Okay. Okay. So the my site, I don't know if I'm gonna do that since I already have the website. Would your services be any different than having my own website?
Aside from the fact of you not having to manage it, I mean, we could put pretty much everything you'd need on that website that we make for you. Like, legitimately, pretty much recreate the website and make it look pretty similar to what you already have, if you want to go that route. And then at the same time, if you're spending money on wherever you have it at, you'd obviously not have to do that anymore. So that's what people like to do. Also, the fact that we take care of everything for you, so you don't have to worry about the technical things. Like, if you wanted to make any edits to it down the road or have any updates done to it, we take care of that for you as well. But if you don't want to go that route, that's perfectly fine. We can do it either way.
Okay. I see. Yeah, if I could save that fee, that would be better.
Yeah, if you want to just do that, I'll go ahead and put you down for us creating you a new one. That's no problem.
Okay. Bear with me. Still going through this.
Yeah, I have no problem with that, man. Take your time.
Okay. So there'll be other fees. This Yelp ad, is that something that's going to apply?
No, that's just, some of that is just for our general terms and conditions, but that specific thing is just something that doesn't apply to you. It's a completely different package. But some of those sections within those terms and conditions are just part of our general terms and conditions that just don't apply to you, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to mute you for a moment, okay?
Yeah.
There's a lot of noise here.
No problem. I'm right here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Anthony.
So, I accepted it, but the business name is incorrect. And
okay.
The address is showing my home address. I want to make sure my home address is not listed.
Oh, that home address is just for internal purposes only. We'll ask you specifically where you want to be listed from. And then as for the name of the business, it's not Framework Enterprise Systems?
No, it's Framework Enterprises, because Framework Enterprise
okay.
Systems was the previous name, and it was a C Corp, and I had to change it to
okay.
LLC. So
that's no problem. I went ahead and I corrected that for you. We get that internally on this. I mean, if you start off on that, it's not going to affect how we're listing you or anything. That's simply just an agreement between us two. But I went ahead and changed that. So when we're onboarding you, they'll have that in front of them. And that's really where it matters when they're doing the programming and everything. It's just that part of it. But for just the paperwork side of things, that's simply just an agreement between us two. That's not going to be like your name on the internet or anything, you know?
Okay, and what about the address? This address you're saying is not going to be listed, right? I don't.
Yeah, that
address
is
listed.
Yeah, we actually don't even need to list an address online, so you don't have to worry about that. So it's just simply for us to have billing and then just to have you on there, you know, really more
okay,
than anything.
Okay, so that's for billing purposes only.
Yeah, yeah, that's really all it is for.
Okay, great.
All right, well, thank you for signing that. Let's go ahead and schedule your onboarding. So we have availability here today starting at, let's see. So at 4 o'clock is when we have availability all the way until 7 today, and then all available for the rest of the week. It's about a 45-minute phone call. When would you like to do it?
Okay. So 4 p.m. Eastern? Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
4 p.m. Eastern.
And that time is available all week? Is that at the same time?
No, so tomorrow, just because how late we are into the day and our scheduling for today, that would be the first available time today. But we do get an office, like for the rest of the week, we'll be in office at 10 o'clock your time all the way until 7. So in between any of those times, aside from lunchtime, we're available to do that onboarding whenever available for you.
Okay, so can we do it tomorrow? Just hold on, let me confirm,
because
I have another appointment tomorrow. Bear with me.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Can we schedule for tomorrow at 2 p.m.?
2 p.m., let me check real quick.
Or is that lunchtime for you guys?
Yeah, we can do 2 o'clock. Let me go ahead and do that. And the phone number we're going to use, the 631-480-3565, is the best way to reach you?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm just sketching that for us. All right. Well, I got it scheduled up for that 2 o'clock call tomorrow. I will actually be at the start of that call, just to introduce you to the specialist and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, there's nothing else we need to do. Again, I want to welcome you onto the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be the start of something great and just a long lasting relationship to come.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. I'll look forward to talking with you tomorrow and get all this rolling.
Oh, okay. Great. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Bye.